What does the $1 trillion infrastructure deal mean? We've got the business news headlines for Friday, the 25th day of June. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Just think, Christmas is just 6 months away. In the business news, televangelist Jim Baker has made the news. Tesla battery supplier has shed all of its Tesla stock. Pepsi is about to sell some booze. It's a reversal as companies are now set to leave China. We've got the Wall Street Report, and have you heard of third offices? Yes, another work-from-home trend. Also today, it's Jeff Pitts from Cityview Magazine in to chat it up about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at oasisadvantage.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can follow us on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour. Well, yesterday, after President Biden announced a deal for his massive infrastructure deal, many in the GOP were not happy, but Wall Street was lighting cigars. Why? Well, MarketWatch is reporting that investors have spent years weighing the prospect of a sizable infrastructure spending bill. The breakthrough was welcome after weeks of strained negotiations between the Biden administration and Republican senators earlier this year failed to bear fruit. While a push for a plan during the Trump administration turned the term Infrastructure Week into a political punchline. Generally speaking, analysts said the deal will add to the fiscal spending tailwind, already contributing momentum to the reopening of the U.S. economy. What's more, many investors are penciling in additional spending beyond the scope of the package outlined by Biden and lawmakers. One of the very attractive parts of the package is that private businesses will be able to invest in infrastructure projects with a return on their investment. Wall Street has trillions of dollars just sitting there waiting to invest, and this new proposal makes that a reality. But it may make other people a bit nervous, so watch and wait. Well, he's back. Televangelist Jim Baker is back in the news, and it's not so good. Business Insider is reporting that the Missouri televangelist was ordered to pay $156,000 in restitution to the viewers of his religious talk show. Why? Well, seemed he was touting a fake COVID cure called the Silver Solution that contained colloidal silver. That's an ingredient which health authorities warn can be toxic and can cause permanent skin discoloration. The TV preacher and his guest, Cheryl Selman, claimed last February on the Jim Baker Show that the Silver Solution, which comes in liquid bottles and gel tubes, could kill and deactivate the COVID virus within 12 hours. During the show, Baker advertised the solution at a $125 starter kit. Baker's website also listed a case of 12 bottles for $300 or more. According to the settlement judgment seen by Insider, TV preacher Jim Baker and his church, the Jim Baker Show Ministry, were also barred from selling the Silver Solution to diagnose, prevent, mitigate, or treat any disease or illness. Welcome back, Jim. Baker is known for being a famous televangelist in the 1980s, along with his then-wife, Tammy Faye Baker. According to the New York Times, Baker was convicted in 1989 of 24 counts of fraud and conspiracy for defrauding his followers of $158 million. He was sentenced to 45 years in prison and fined $500,000, but was paroled in 1994 after serving just over 5 years. You know, with Tesla, it is always something. Benzinga is reporting that Panasonic, a key battery supplier and an early investor in Tesla, has shed all of its stake in the Palo Alto, California-based electric vehicle company. All of this according to a Nikkei report. What happened? Now, Panasonic sold its Tesla stake to fund new strategic investments, according to that report. The Japanese company, which has supplied lithium-ion cells for the EV maker's battery packs, told Nikkei it will continue to maintain a business partner relationship with Tesla. The sale accounted for most of the $3.9 billion in proceeds. Hard and refreshing ciders are all the rage, so why not get a piece of the action? Eat This Not That is reporting that Pepsi, the world's number four beverage company, seems to be on the cusp of wading into uncharted waters by launching a line of alcoholic drinks under the Rockstar name, which is known for its energy drinks. A trademark application filed earlier this month by Pepsi is seeking to register the name for beer, alcoholic fruit cocktail drinks, alcoholic malt beverages, and hard cider. Pepsi recently launched a brand of non-alcoholic cocktail mixers called Neon Zebra after its CEO said last fall the company would soon make a decision about whether or not to move into the alcoholic space. Rival Coca-Cola inked a deal last year with Molson Coors to sell a hard cider version of the sparkling water brand Topo Chico, according to Food Dive. Dipping into the hard seltzer market is likely to be a good move by Pepsi, since more than half of Americans have at least one of those beverages a week. As the U.S.-China trade war rumbles on and relations between other democracies in Beijing deteriorate due to everything from intellectual property theft to human rights violations and the eroding away of Hong Kong's autonomy, many globally renowned companies are deserting China. In fact, research firm Gartner revealed last year that a third of supply chains had already planned to move at least some of their manufacturing out of China before 2023. So who are they? Well, it's being reported by Money that some of the names include Nike, parts of Apple, toy maker Hasbro, Stanley Black & Decker, computer giants Dell and H&P are also moving production away from China as well. It's a pretty long list as corporations seem to grow weary of the autocratic government of President Xi Jinping. Nike and bank stocks moved the S&P 500 into a new record, closing up by 14 points to 4280. It was the NASDAQ that struggled all day and at the closing bell lost 9 points and change to end the week at 14,360. Meanwhile, the blue chip 30 Industrials continued its advance, gaining 237 points to close at 34,433 as companies who would make bank with infrastructure opportunities led the way. For the week, the S&P 500 gained 2.7%, the Dow added 3.4%, and the NASDAQ was up 2.4%. And finally, there is this. The opportunity to work from home brings with it many rewards and some challenges. You know, there are distractions. Enter the world of third workplaces. Over the last year of remote work, third workplaces have become workers' go-to spots, including coffee shops, co-working spaces, and even hotels. These alternative work environments aren't new, but they're gaining popularity because they help with work-life balance and are mostly distraction-free. Qualities challenged by work from home. And on top of all that, more workers are today quitting their jobs and deciding not to make long commutes, and they are seeking careers where they can work more from home or from a third workplace. All right, stay with us because coming up next, some hyper-local stuff with Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine. We're talking about stuff to do in the Des Moines, Iowa metro. Even if you don't live close by, you might enjoy the side banter. Let's go.